A suicide bomber rattles nerves in Iraq. Drug violence in Mexico proves to be its own prison. And if you've considered adoption, we've got a great resource for you. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A suicide bomber has rattled confidence even with Sunni Muslims in Iraq. On August 21st, the attacker killed himself and 28 others inside Baghdad's largest Sunni mosque. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's early in the investigation, but the fingers are pointing in a surprising direction.
They are suspicious of Al-Qaeda, in spite of the fact that this was a Sunni mosque and the predominant faith within Al-Qaeda is Sunni Islam. So it seems odd that Al-Qaeda would orchestrate an attack on a Sunni mosque.
Nettleton says the message is clear for Christians.
You're not immune to this kind of violence. I think the other thing is just the overall stability of the country, and that can be both a challenge and an opportunity, because as there is so much upheaval, there are opportunities to be a witness for Christ.
Even with the persistent threat of violence, there's still a remnant church. BOM is also active in Iraq. You can help. We'll point you in the right direction at our website. Meanwhile, arson was responsible for the most recent attacks involving the deaths of over 50 people. People on the border towns of the U.S. and Mexico have witnessed kidnappings and shootings for years, though, and are now paralyzed with fear. E3 Partners' Todd Zolkowski says,
people have a feeling that today could be the day that they die.
Believers are afraid to even go to church.
People are afraid to gather in large groups, and that affects church-going people. They're seeing their pastors abducted out of the pulpit right in front of their eyes and held for ransom.
The body of Christ is crucial in this fight, as only Christ can stop the violence. E3 knows churches are vital, so they're helping form small house churches using their I Am Second program.
Praying that we can reach as many people with the gospel of Jesus Christ before violence or other negative things impact their lives in such a way that we've lost them.
You can help by sending Bibles for new churches or providing contacts you know along the border. You're listening to Mission Network News. A South Asia missionary acquitted of false charges is back on the front lines. Gospel for Asia-supported missionary Roshan Kuma was arrested a year ago under the pretense of helping the Maoist rebels. Anti-Christian extremists unhappy about the growth of the church in the region concocted the plan to stop him. However, even while behind bars, he shared the gospel and started prayer meetings. The congregation also grew and is planning to dedicate their new church building soon. Next, for over a decade, Zimbabwe has struggled with economic collapse, 80% unemployment, political unrest, and more. However, since 2001, Christian World Outreach is making a difference by providing leadership training, which is craved by many, says CWO's Greg Yoder.
Since then, we've had 4,000 pastors from 50 different churches go through the training that we do. And
the training happens monthly, but not without opposition.
There is the political unrest. We've had to postpone or cancel leadership seminars just because they can't gather together in groups. Anytime groups meet, there's always suspicion. You know, there can be rise the suspicion that something's going on, anti-government or something like that.
But Yoder, not me, says the reality of this training could change that nation.
As they do the leadership development, Christian men and women will rise and be a part of the solution for Zimbabwe, and that they'll be involved in their communities and even in the local government.
And whether you've adopted, you're thinking about adoption, or even just know adopted kids, Buckner has a conference for you. The Hope for Orphans Institute is hosting a conference in Plano, Texas on special needs and at-risk adoptions for families, ministry leaders, counselors, and anyone who wants to reach orphans with the love of Christ. It's right around the corner, September 16th and 17th, but sign up today to get half off. Find details at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, you can call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with onenewsnow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.